Parshas Truma. So you have the chiyuv of building the Mishkan has a very strange configuration. It says Davar Meisav Yikli Truma Me'ez Kol Isha Shidven Libur Tikos Trumasi. So they had to take from everybody in Chai Yisrael something, and it says Me'ez Kol Isha Shidven Libur Tikos Trumasi. And Rashi explains that part of it was chayva, part of those shkolim, and some of it was a nedava. The shaila is that those in yanim, if there are a lot of mitzvahs that are chiyuvim on a tzibur. For marshal, there's a din to make, but the dinim. So who's the one that's responsibility? It's a kolistic responsibility. Obviously, you can't be koyfe any one person to make the bezdin or to sit on the bezdin or to be the shaiter or whatever, but it's a general tzibur dika chiyuv, and amongst the tzibur, people step up who think that they're roif it, and so on. The nyanim of that are the chiyuvim that are on a tzibur obviously spread themselves out b'nedov on each one. Except if you have a melech, sometimes you can have certain people volunteering. But the marshal making a melech itself, being mamlech a melech, is also a tzibur dika inyan. So, over here there's a yichud that it has to be dafka v'yikhali truma. It can't be, even though it's a chiyuv on the tzibur as a tzibur, and it would automatically kind of shift out that each one gives what he wants. But there's adgosha here that it's dafka al derech nedava. It needs to understand what is the yichur over here that has to be al deyidin dover. The Beis Hamikdash is called in the Rambam and the Lashon of the Rishonim, the Lashon of the Gemara, is called Beis HaBechira. We say it also in the Baal HaGadol has it as Beis HaBechira. It's built around the pasuk Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem, which is, and it's been adapted to Beis HaBechira. So that means the Beis HaMikdash is called by HaKadosh Baruch Hu the place that he is Boicher. The Kalal is, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chazal say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekayim Mitzvahs, so that means the Zelum HaZelum, just like we have Tefillin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Tefillin. Our parishes say one thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's parishes say something that's parallel or similar. That means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu there's a certain parallel mahalach to what we have, to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. So if it's called Beis HaBechira mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Beis HaBechira denotes total and complete Ratzon. So vayistayis that by us, the Zelum HaSed, the Tzura of the Mishkan and Mikdash is Benidvas HaLev. But it still needs to be understood why does this need more than anything else? In every other mitzvah, the amount of ratz and bechira is it's a nice thing, it's a wonderful thing, it enhances everything, but b'chol oifin, you don't have the special inyan of ratz as being me'ikra mitzvah. It's called Beis HaBechira mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's called Nidvas Halev mitzadeinu. You have two other places where you have something like that. You have in Eretz Yisrael Boifin Kloli. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Shlach Lecha Ledaitcha, that Moshe Rabbeinu was given the option of sending Meragim to Eretz Yisrael. It was without a tzivui, but the mashmos was if Moshe Rabbeinu undertook it. So Luchura, I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu certainly trusted HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And some Rishonim say it had to be Derech HaTeva to be miracle, but more than anything else, the mashmos of the psukim is that the rotzen for Eretz Yisrael had to be berotzen, and therefore, if it wouldn't be done through Maisi Deodam, it would not be leretzainam. Eretz Yisrael the Gemahalchim had to be beretzainam, and b'meila they shlach lecha ledaitcha. And that's why Moshe took him up on it and sent miraglim, and it was done. A third inyan, in Matan Torah, it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu Ashabocha Banu Kol Amim, we say Ashabocha Banu, that was also a b'china of Bechira. So we have these inyanim that are all b'chinas of Bechira, and yet it's interesting, I mean, obviously these are all very close to mitzvahs, general inyanim, but in all of them, there seems to be inyan Bechira, Sai Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tzura Mitzvah, and in the Mishkan specifically, there's a din of Bechira Mitzideinu. In Torah, it's interesting, you also find Mitzad the Makabal, an inya bechira. It says ein adam loymed ela b'makom shalibay chafetz. So let's take in inyanim of this world. I mean, most mitzvahs, it's either or. A person, let's say a person has five tzedakas to do, and all the tzedakas are equal. Five different pidyon shavuyim, and they're all kohanim v'chulu. There's no seder l'mashal in anyone. Which one should he do? Whichever one he wants. I mean, why not? In other words, there is no reason there's no adifus of one inyan of the other inyan, so you can do whatever you want. Like in Seder Brachas, if it's in the same inyan, chaviv is adif. But in Talmud Torah it says, ein adam loymed ela b'makom shalibay chafetz, means that Talmud Torah also comes with an inyan of bechira, an inyan of ratzon, an inyan of bechira, because mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's Asher Bocha Banu, so mitzideinu, it's also, it has to have a Ratzin, and the Ratzin is, within Torah, whatever sparks our Ratzin. So we have two or three mitzvahs that have that Tzura, and we have to try to understand where it comes from, and what's the name of it. Let's go to a Pratistik mitzvah that has a lot of that Nekuda, And I think it's the avos on the kulu. It's a place where you'll be able to see and understand more of it. In Kedushin, there's halacha aisha niknis. The Gemara says, why did it say aisha niknis? And the Gemara says to tell me that if it would say ish kainah, I would think it's bal karcha, not midaita. Kamashan's midaita. That you need rotzen in Kedushin. Ishas vimis kadeshes dafke berotzen. How do you know that? So the two Rashis. One Rashi says that you need Das Koine. Two Rashis say that you need Das Koine like every Kinyan. So the Milsa Pshitasa, you can't have Kinyan without Rotzen. It's, if it says Ishanikness, it's a Kinyan. And the Alephase of Kinyan is that you need Rotzen. Rashi in Yevamis says that the Mokar is because it says V'holcha V'hoysa L'ish Acha Mashma Rotzen B'Rotzen. So, go into the exact inyan of why Rashi is such as Rashi, that's for Yevamis Nageya. But mitzad the toichin and yanim, that there's a din rotzin in Kedushin that goes beyond the regular rotzin of kinyanim. In regular kinyanim, rotzin is because you can't make a deal between two people without rotzin, and a kinyan is a kesher between two people. So that's a normal requirement of Das and Ratz and Kol HaTorah Kula. In Kedushin, there's another dimension of Ratzin that you need, which is the Ratzin of, V'holcha V'yis L'Shachar. And try to understand, Mechateisa, what's this new din? The Mashmos is Kilu, it's a din mitzad intrinsic Kedushin. And you see it in two or three other inyanim in Kedushin, even by the man, the mashal. The halacha is that you do not have to listen to your parents. The halacha psuk in Ramah about who you want to marry. And it's a shaila whether it extends to other inyanim or just for marriage. But for marriage, there's two, the Marik brings two reasons. One of the reasons is because it's bechiras liboy. Kedushin has to be what you want. That's the metzias of Kedushin. And Bechiras Liboy is the Metzias of Kedushin, and Memeila, it's lacking in total Ratzin. So you see that an extra knach of Ratzin that you don't have other places. The halach is also, even in Yanov Bal Karchach, that help in other places, don't help in Kedushin. Tal Yuv Zavin, Tal Yuv Kiddush, but over there it's Mashat's Rabbanah Dikedin, who was the Shleika Hoigen, Hema Shleika Hoigen. Also, the Mashal, it says that A person has been a suratza with a zizivuk before him. And even though the reason again is because of Ben Al Chaveroi, that she shouldn't have issues, but you find it specifically in Kedushin, an inyan of Ratzin, and so on. I'd like to understand why. What is it about Kedushin that requires Ratzin? So let's try to dehear something about Kedushin and understand why you need Ratzin over there. The Lashon of Kedushin is a very strange Lashon. It's called Havai in the Gemara, with Lashon V'holcha V'hoysel Yishacha. Iskesh Havai Eliyitziya. That's not a parallel. Those Lashonis are not symmetrical. If you wanted to have it symmetrical, it would be Iskash K'nis Eliyitziya. She's Nichnas Oshos Baila, she's Yitzim Oshos Baila. Oisha Niknis, Oisha Koines Atzma. That's really parallel Lashon. And yet, in the Pasuk, Kedushin is called Havaya. Havaya, Lekuchin makes a lot of sense, Kinyan makes a lot of sense, Yitzia and Gerushin makes a lot of sense. Those words are all of the same nature. There's a going into Rishus, going out of Rishus, an acquisition, a relinquishing. Those are all parallel terms that mean the same thing. Havaya, V'holcha V'hoysa L'ish Acher, is very, very strange. What does that mean? How does the verb havaya pertain to Kedushin? She is, as opposed to everything else, where she acquires, she buys, she agrees. All those nyanim in Kedushin, you have lashon havaya. So the teretz is in the oimek of the bria. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created two tzuras, a zochen and a keva, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't forge a partnership. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a etzem atzomi bosim ipsaroi, and then it says v'dovek be'ishtoi v'hoyu lebosa echad. Zochen and keva bro'am. In other words, it's not the pshat a confederation between two halakim, but rather it's a becoming of one. The oimek of where, l'mashal, if I agree to work for somebody, so it's the me, the self, is being makne, my siyadayim to that person. Evid Ivri is a form of my siyadayim, and I'm makne a my siyadayim which I can. And Evet Knaini is a lot more he's given over to him, but still he has his own mitzias. If the Bailam is mafke him, according to those who hold, he's zeiche ba'atzmoy, because he can be zeiche ba'atzmoy. There's a self, but a very strong kinyan on the goof of the Evet Knaini. That is, any mitzias in the world that's behechreach is a mitzias chitzonis. And the svara behind it, the havana behind it is, because bechreach means the self of a person is his ratzen. The self of a person is ratzen. That's self. And as long as bal karchach means it touched on every nekuda except for the self, except for the atzmis. So anything which is not done by ratzen is an outside thing. The tzura of Zohar and Akeva is that if a megala, if somebody else is misratzed to something I want, then it becomes his as well as mine. So let's say somebody is misratzed to do something with me, so then the pshat is we're doing it together. In the famous Hagdara that we've seen a lot of times, the difference between Malchus and Memshala, one is Beratz, one is Ba'ines, the oimik of it is that a Moishal, the word Nimshal, the word Memshala, denotes a quality about the Moshe. That's it. Malchus is something which defines both the Melech and the person that's being that is being Melech on. The quality of Ratzon means that it became part of the Metzias of the one that's Nisratzer. Because if it's my Ratzon, then it's me. So I have a way that I can deal with outside inyanim. Kinyanim deals with outside inyanim. So even if there's a Ratzon for a Kinyan, but the Ratzon is limited, because the Ratzon is that I sell you this car, that I sell you this shirt. So the whole arena of the Ratzon is on Chitzonius. I can be machriach, I can be koy for you, for avdus. And in that case, that's called a maisa kfiya. But that's still not, it still doesn't touch your etzem mitzias. Where you are nisratze to an inyan that's noigea to yourself, that ratzon becomes your etzem mitzias. More than that, that ratzon is your etzem mitzias. And that's where the Torah says, vel ishech tshukoseich, means that the mitzias of the isha is the ish. And the tshukoseich is not stam, you'd very much want the ish, so b'meila, it's difficult. That's the hagdara of her mitzias. We spoke ish and isha and so on. That is specifically zochen akeva. And that's why you have an inyan. That's why it's called v'hoysa le'ish acher. When she goes and becomes a mekudeshes, that's mitzias. She becomes this because kedushin is beratzen, and because kedushin touches on the etzem mitzias of the isha. The pshat is the nekuda. The zocher was looking for the nekuda that he's missing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took something from the Zohar and planted it into somewhere else, into the Nekeva. The person is looking for that Nekuda. And when the Ish is Nisratza, the Tshukaseich is because that Nekuda comes from the Ish. When the Ish is Nisratza, it's a gili of that Nekuda of the Ish that was implanted in her. So the Isha finds her Metzias, her Ratzin is a gili of her Metzias, and the Vehoisa is Le'ish Acher. Her Metzias becomes the extension of his Metzias. That's in the Tzura of Zocha and Akeva, of Zivuk, of Kedushin, and in this world. The big mashal, or the mocker for this, is the Tzura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Nevroim in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and a big amount of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gilui is through an outside hashpah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechalka chayim bechesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reife cholim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is matra asurim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechayim mesim. Those are all pe'ulis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. And those inyanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does are inyanim that are Giluyim coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there are great Giluyim, magnificent Giluyim, and so on. There is a much deeper Giluy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. And specifically, that's why he created a world of Tachtoinim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mizgala from within the Bria. The Vayipach Be'apov, when we have Nishmas Kol Chai Tevarech Shimcha Hashem Elokeinu, it's not what sounds in the Nishmas Kol Chai is the Vayipach Be'apov. It chimes in again to the Kol Hashem. It's the Gilui of the Nekud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Neshama is a Nekud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every person. When that's Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is when that's the ultimate Gilui. It's the Nekud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's embedded in the Bria that once again is Megala HaKadosh Baruch Hu from within the Bria. That's the Gilui of in the Bria that's parallel to this Mahalach of Zochen Akeva. And B'meila, that Nekuda can only be Beratzen. Because if it's not Beratzen, then it's not coming from within the Bria. The word of the word of this Nekuda is the Gilui is only when it comes from within. So just like if the Ish would be Meshabed Isha, if it would be Machriach her, that's not real Ishus. I saw somebody quote the Rambam that says that by Kesef, by an Amavriya, if he's Meyayed her and not Mekadesh her, then she remains a Pelegesh and not a real Isha, because the original Kenyan was done by Karcha. He's Medayik, it's a Diok, it's Mashmos, but Al Kapanim, it's not real Ishus. The raya that this is the etzem atzamei basem ipsari is when the rutzen is misratzed to me. So the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu within the Bria, the gilui of that nitzutz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's within the Bria, is when the rutzen of the Bria is misratzen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the parallel to this mahalach of Zoch Nekeva. The Zohar says over here about the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So it speaks, V'yikali truma mikol ish. So he says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mistalik from this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to have a gili within the world, he says, well, I'm not reading the Lashon accurately, in order that the world be a kli for his ashpas. If the world itself would not contain in itself a nekuda of a lekus, the world could never be a kli for Shef HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Moshel, just like if a person in Klal Yisrael was not shayach, if Yisrael didn't have a nekuda of Kedusha within them, they could never become a kli for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ashpa. I'm skipping two or three paragraphs. And then he says, this is the site of the pasuk, v'yikhali truma. Amma Moshel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, man yochol lemesiv lo lemevid lo. Who could possibly bring and create the type of structure that we're talking about that is a kli for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus? In other words, v'yikhali truma means being megala shchina. Truma is when I have tevua and I separate out the chelik that's kadosh, that's within the truma, that's called truma. So v'yikhali truma would mean to take from the world and bring out shchina. How could anyone do it? It's not like you think that it's a very difficult work because you have to create something. A person has to create a retimtza to bring Shekhinah into the world. From the rotzen and the ruach of those people, Tispoin la uteshalmin la, you'll be able to bring it and do it. In other words, what he was saying was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misgala. Wherever there's an akuda of rotzen in the world, that's a gilui of shchina. It's not the pshat. What brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the bria is the complicated menaira and aron and all those in Yanim. The nekuda of the what brings in the bria, it's not even it. The tzidkis and the ma'isim toivim are not the nekuda that becomes a kli for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What becomes the kli is the reusa v'rucha delay. The v'yidvena liboy is the kli for becoming that kli kibul for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Zohar Kodesh says that the metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, before that, in the piece that we skipped, he says that it's within the tzaddikim and the gedolim in the world, that's the kli, but specifically, it's not in the gadlus hamaisa, but it's in a kuda of rotzen of the yidvena libay. That's the what the Zohar says. So let's go back to the yanim we touched on. There are inyanim in the world that are pchinas maisim, mitzvahs, and there the ikar is the maisa, and if the maisa is done right, then the rotzen and the kavanas tevis are all additions to it. They're all help a lot, and it enhances. It's the Maisa. But there were inyanim specifically where you want the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from within the world. It says, Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimekoymoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavod is nizgala from a certain makom. Ayei Mekoym Kvodai. The Malachim ask, where is Mekoym Kvodai? Because in the world of Malachim, there's no makom for his kavod. It's not the pshat, because Malachim don't say shir, Malachim say shir all day, and they're perfect. But it's not coming from within another mitzias. The Kvod Hashem, like we spoke last week, comes from another mitzias. So it's Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimekoymoy. The places that are called Mekoymos specifically is Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a makom, and the things in Eretz Yisrael have kedusha within them. Tvua that's in Eretz Yisrael comes kadosh. It grows kadosh until you isolate the nekud of truma. That's one area, and b'meila Eretz Yisrael had to have this p'chinas ratzon, and that's why when Klai Yisrael didn't want Eretz Yisrael, it says vayimasu be'eretz chemda. There was a lack of enthusiasm for Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael has to be called Eretz Chemda. It has to be beratzendik acquired, and not acquiring it is vayimasu be'eretz chemda. That's why he told him shlach lecha anashim. It had to be dafki beratzen. Beis Hamigdash, Talmud Torah, is a p'china where from the das of the world emanates das alikim. That had to be ashebach habanu. It's a makam p'chira, and lumasam, it ain't adam leimil makam shalibay chafetz. A person can only learn when it's biratzen, because Talmud Torah be'etzim is a revelation of das alikim that's within a person. And Beis Hamikdash, Mishkan, is Bechirdik, because that is the makam from within which specifically HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megal himself. It's the sharpest nekuda of this type of Giluyim. And that's why it had to be Dafke Bnei Dvas Halev. So the building of Beis Hamikdash, there's a Lashonis of by the way, contrast Eretz Yisrael with Mitzrayim Lamashal. It says Onos al pi adibo melamed that they didn't go lishtakeyasham el lugu bilvad. In other words, you can't become part of something that you're ba'inis. Since Mitzrayim they went to Mitzrayim without enthusiasm. They went to bal korchach. They went there Onos al pi adibo. So b'meila there was no gilui. So maybe there was no chibur. Their place wasn't Eretz Yisrael. The makom is dafke from the place. It's the mitzias where you are beratzen. That's mitzias of makom. And Eretz Yisrael, because there was a pegam of vayimus beretz chemda, there was a lack of ratzen. That's why they had to go into galus. Because for something to become your makom, there has to be a gilui that this is we're in with my ratzen in the skala, and it's both ways. The ratzon of the one being mashpia, and the ratzon of the one being of the makabel. It says the shelo hakodesh. The alshech is the one who says mefurish. The Velt quotes it as a medrash. It's not a medrash. It says v'shachanti b'soicham. It's b'soichoy loy nema. It doesn't speak as midrash. Ala b'toicham techalechad ve'echad. It's very widely quoted. It's a little bit built on the Zohar over here that we saw, that the Zohar says the makom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dafka in the lev of tzaddikim and so on, but the word itself of the Zohar is the Alshach HaKadosh, and it brings the pasuk Heichal Hashem Heima. Says the Navi, the Navi means they're a reflection of Heichal Hashem, and he says it literally Heichal Hashem Heima, they are Heichal Hashem. The pshat is in the dimension of the person. Right? When we talk about a person doing maisim toivim, so the person does wonderful things, that's very, very good. When you're talking about a person being a makom for ashras shchina, in as much as it's only, it's commensurate to the amount of gilui of ratzon. In the amount of ratzon and ava that a person has in something, that's when we see it's a gilui of him. And let's try to dehere it a little bit. The difference, you have two different mahalchim in doing mitzvahs, and it's two separate worlds. A person does a mitzvah because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him he has to. A person is afraid of Gehenim. A person stump feels a moral commitment to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. A person thinks it's good for him. All of those reasons are megala HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an outsider. In other words, there's me, and there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I define myself as Baal Bechira, even if Baal Bechira is also if I say, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give Malkus for this one, I'm willing to take my chances, or it's kedai to eat it and get Malkus. That would also not be a steer to Bechira. But that's not Bechira Be'oimkoi. Bechira Be'oimek means that I do it Beratzen. Just like Bechira's Libe we saw, means Ratzen, it's the word Bechira and the word Ratzen are one and the same. Just like Bechira is Megala my ability to do something, Ratzen is Megala that this is my Metzias. I'm not doing it because something else, I'm doing it because Be'etzem Igloi Milsa that this is what I want. And because we make an assumption about Klaus, or this is what the Be'etzem want, it affects Hilchas Ratzen and Bechira, like the famous Rambam about that we make that assumption. But a person's doing Maisa Mitzvahs comes in two different dargis. There's doing it, in which case a Megala Kadosh Baruch Hu is the outsider in the world who has the ability to be Koifen, Machriach, and so on and so forth, which is a gilui, one type of gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the oimek ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the reason why he bechlal created a world. The world is megala HaKadosh Baruch Hu from within. And the way in which it's megala from within is whenever the ratzon of the Bria, of the Nevroim, is in sync with the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when I dehera HaKadosh Baruch Hu from within the world. Ki heichal Hashem heima. If in the darga of doing something, because a person feels this is my etzem ratzon, this is my etzem shleimus, that then the person becomes a heichal Hashem. It's very interesting. The pasuk says a very strange pasuk in Yecheskel. HaKadosh Baruch was telling Yecheskel, give him some musa. So and HaKadosh Baruch tells him, Hagid lahem es abinyan, tell them the midas of the Beis HaMikdash, v'yikomu mevonisayim, and they'll be embarrassed from the averis. Very strange. There are a lot of good musas, chalokim of Torah, and plenty of the Nevi'im is filled with koyam Hashem yedechem dam mileu, v'amartem this, and then there's a lot of wonderful musa in the Nevi'im. In Yecheskel, the perek with the measurements of the Beis HaMikdash, not terribly inspirational. I mean, it's a din, it's a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah, whatever you want it. But I mean, where is there is in the bias? That's a different pshat in pasuk. But the pshat lefid vareinu is that in the tzura. A person, we're talking about averis, that a person, he does okay things, he's beseda, but the tzura of the Beis HaMikdash is parallel to the tzelem alakim of a person where his etzim rotzen is nizgala, that this is what he wants to do. So let's bring back the nyanim l'yoneinu. The chiyuvim of a person in this world divides into two. One is to do what he's told to do, and that's all the mitzvahs. And schorei habemoyit, it's very good and it's very important, and this occupies us. Binyan Beis HaMikdash specifically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala a whole new dimension of mitzvah. And that is that whereas the first stage of mitzvahs is to be seen as tzivuyim forced in from the outside, the etzem tachlis of the Bria was HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be betachtonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be megala from within the world. And that is not present when a person does something because he has to do it. The only time that's present in a person is when he does it because he feels in himself that that's his etzem ratzon. And that's the second chelik of avodah. The second chelik of avodah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a dira betachtonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that his makom should be betachtonim. And a makom is a place where you are be'etzim. It's not where you happen to travel by. Any place you happen to travel by is not your makom. Your makom is from where are you? Me'ayin basa. From where are you defines you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be from tachtonim. Basi legani leginuni. She'ika dira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was meant to be tachtonim, and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be here. Being here means the person being megala, so there are certain general mitzvahs. The Beis HaMikdash was that Mekomo was Makom HaMikdash. That's the Makom of Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the Makom of Ratzon of Klal Yisrael. And the Nekuda we can take from it for us is that everybody has this Halakim of Torah that come easier to him, that he can bring out Ratzon. When a person brings out ruts in himself, when a person develops his natural ritzoinus, so that the person wants to do this mitzvah, so that the person feels this is the mitzvah that I'm doing is me, and this is what I would want to do, this is my etzem ratzon, he's not just adding to the mitzvah. The person is going into the ikar of the mitzvah. This is the ikar of the mitzvah. If we can only speak allegorically about building the Beis HaMikdash as a klal and as a tzibur, and that's something, but every person's nidvas halev becomes a nekuda of where there's a v'shachanti b'soicham of every person. That's his nekuda. Where his mitzvahs are done b'ratzen, in the oimek of his ratzen, that's where he becomes heichal Hashem heima. Just finishing it's very interesting. In Mishnayos, there's obviously no makom for tefillah. I mean, it's Mishnayos. The only thing that there's a yiratzen for in Pirkei Avos is for going back to Eretz Yisrael, building Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is such a big chelik of Torah, and yet It's we don't have it, and the tachlis of it is, if the ikar of Beis HaMikdash was the ma'aseh shebo'i, then okay, we didn't do it right, so when we're talking, we'll do it right. The lulav and esrog, if a person is mezalz and lulav and esrog, Rabbi Yochum writes someplace that every mitzvah that caused those mezalz, HaKadosh Baruch took it away, and then when they needed it, when they wanted it back, HaKadosh Baruch gave it back to them. So Shloshei Devarim, the Klai Yisrael was Mimayas, and they won't get it back till they won't be Nisratzim. Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the Yisoid and Shoyrish is not the Maisa, it's the Yidven Alibay, it's the Gilei Ratzon. The longer it's gone, the more, if the absence fans the Ratzon, and it evokes more Ratzon, then the Pshat is that is the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And for every person individually, every single mitzvah that a person is able to do, everything that a person is able to work that becomes his etzem ratzon, that's his yidven alibay, that's his heichal Hashem heima, and that's the besoicha shakalechot vechot of each person.